102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. 723.
I was reading an article yesterday in Bro Bible, and it said a huge mile-long asteroid is heading towards Earth today, so make your plans accordingly, and then it would be here by, like, the 17th, and it's a mile long and would hit Earth. You know, it's going to whiz past Earth at 31 miles an hour. And it's just like, what?
At what?
31,000 miles per hour.
Sounds pretty slow.
Yeah. No, I feel like
that's not whizzing.
No, you can stop that with like a fan. You just blow it back into the atmosphere, you know?
What's that asteroid ever going to get past it? I don't know. It's only going 31 miles an hour.
Right. But my question is,
31,000, that's sick.
And I don't think anyone in this room is probably qualified to answer it, but what would happen if an asteroid, because remember about a year or so ago, some asteroid landed in Russia?
Yeah.
And then, like, you never heard another thing about it. It was like that scene in, Jesus, I'm going to draw a blank on it, with Leslie Nielsen.
An airplane?
No. The Naked Gun.
Naked Gun?
The buildings are on fire in the background. He's standing there. I was like, nothing to see here. Right. Like, I feel like that's what Russia happened did? In Russia. The meteor hit. The forest went on fire. And the KGB is like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. No meteors hit Russia.
I think you can look it up. I think it knocked down like a tremendous forest.
So my question is, like, if a mile-long meteor just came smack into, like, the middle of the United States.
31,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's sick.
What happens? Is it lights out for all of us? Not, like, literally the light switch, lights above us. I mean, like lights out, Big Bang 2, you know, everything's dead and start over again.
I feel like that's what's according to what you see in movies or read about, whatever. I don't know if it's fact, but I feel like that's the ripple effect is the problem. Like, it hits, and you get the big crater, and of course it kills whatever it hits, but afterwards is apparently the problem. But I always think of that as if it hits the ocean, which is 2/3 of the Earth is water. If it's water, it creates tsunamis, and then, you know, we don't want it off Long Island. That'd be a problem.
But say if it hit Kansas.
Yeah, I don't know if it hits the middle of Kansas.
All right, if it hits Kansas, does it affect us on the East Coast or on the West Coast?
31,000 like, miles an hour. It's a mile wide.
It's
such a blip on the Earth's surface.
But a mile wide, 31,000 miles an hour comes smash. Yeah. I would think we'd be choking on dust.
Maybe you're right. Would we? It's weird to think about because it's only a mile. To us, a mile is a lot, but it's only a mile wide on what, look at the size of our planet. So how much of an effect does that have if it hits in Kansas?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Would we even, I don't know if we would feel tremors.
We should call Steve Ballone. You got a plan for that?
Yeah.
If an asteroid a mile wide hits Shirley, where are we going?
That I'm pretty sure
we're
done.
Will I be okay in Oakdale?
Yeah. I think we're no longer an island.
No.
We're pretty sure we are dust in that sense. But if it's Kansas, I don't know what that does to us. It has to be some effect on us. That's just too big, hitting the Earth,
like,
too fast.
Okay, so maybe
it's a disturbance.
How big of a meteor would it take for it to be worldwide devastation? Or is
knocking out the dinosaurs type stuff for us?
Yeah. Or is that not even an option?
I have no idea. But I don't want to find out because I just saw a part of that article. Oh, they only know about where 10% of the asteroids are that are near Earth.
Right.
There's another 90% they don't know where it is.
Oh, cool.
That's a little scary. Yeah. 727, here's Ted.
Your BAB Security Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Long Island traffic right now on the LIE westbound.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, just after 7:30. If you didn't know, there is a pretty large asteroid that's going to fly very close to Earth around September 17th. Actually, on that day, and it's moving 31,000 miles per hour. So we have to ask the question, what if it makes a left turn and comes into our atmosphere and does come in and hit the Earth?
Whoopsie.
Then what happens? If it hits Kansas, does that affect us? Does it, you know? So we have a guy on the line who appears to know somewhat of what he's talking about because we have no idea. Good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, just talking about just to give you a perspective on what would actually happen.
Yeah.
Is if you take a mass of that object, which is a mile wide, is actually bigger than the one that hit the Gulf, that created the Gulf. It would instantly take out about 1,000-mile radius and kill everything in that range.
Serious?
After that, what would happen was the plume of dust and debris that would be spewed up into the atmosphere would block out the sun's rays, and are killing all the vegetation and animal life.
Right.
So basically, we'd starve to death the rest of the planet.
Yeah, because we can't live like that, obviously.
No, it would kill, you know, the sun needs to, you know, nourish the plants and, you know.
But you're saying it would block the sun for the whole planet, not just like one hemisphere, half a hemisphere, what, you know what I mean?
The total planet. It blacks everything out.
Sick.
The layer of our atmosphere, basically, if you brought the Earth down to the size of a marble, is basically a very fine piece of paper.
Yeah.
So it's not that thick.
Right. All right, so I get that, and I think I've seen that in the movie, too, where we know it's going to block the sun. Well, that doesn't sound good. That's good news for September 17th if that asteroid gets a mind of its own. Oh, man. It's 102.3 WBAB.
All right, so I guess we just all have to move into, like, a Costco?
Yeah. Right. Everyone in the fallout shelter, sleep on cots. It'll all be okay.
Well, televisions? Bundt cake? Steaks? Rotisserie chickens.
Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP.
Everything we need. Kielbasa.
WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP, 737. We have a guy on the line. We're talking about asteroids and this one that'll pass near us a week from tomorrow at 31,000 miles an hour. And it's pretty sizable. And we're wondering, you know, what it takes to hit the Earth and really ruin things for us. Yesterday, we were talking about, at this time, spiders and the accident with the lady who drove her car in to kill the spider. Giant spiders. And it was quite a conversation.
Not just spiders. Well, a spider the size of a face.
And this guy somehow is linking the asteroids and the spiders. Go ahead.
Oh, good.
Well, if it does hit the Earth, the good thing is it'll take out all those spiders.
Yeah, that is a good. That would be great.
That's right.
Honestly,
there's an upside.
That is a very good thought. Either that, or, you know, in my luck, I'd be one of the people that survived, and these spiders would then become nucleus-sized spiders.
Right.
And they, like, the size of dinosaurs.
And you're forced to hunt, eat, and cook them.
No.
And-
Or kill myself, one or the other. I can't tell you how many pictures of spiders people sent me yesterday.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I keep forgetting the name of the one. They sent me a little video where they killed it. Next thing you know, all the spiders, like, the spider was pregnant, so they killed it. But then the baby spiders ran all over the house.
One. Yes.
Oh, somebody sent me that video. I wanted to cry.
The worst.
Take care, dude.
Yeah, that's the video I had seen. That is the worst example of spiders. Spider nightmares, I think.
Right. You actually have the answer that we need here?
There's a video that tells us exactly what it would take to destroy all life if a meteor hit.
We'll play that next.
All right. We'll finally get the answer.
Just a little fun on your Friday commute.
102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP.
I got my first real six string. Bought it at the five and...
Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 742. We were just talking about asteroids hitting the Earth a week from tomorrow, Saturday the 17th. There's a pretty good-sized asteroid that is going 31,000 miles an hour that will be pretty close in space terms to the Earth's atmosphere. And wondering aloud, what if it hit the Earth? How much damage would that do? And how much would it... We found actually an answer where the guy actually comes up with sizes of things that could destroy the Earth or would be harmful to us. So let's listen. Here's the actual answer to what it takes to ruin life as we know it.
University of Colorado geoscientist Brian Toon figures one rock about a half a mile wide can do a lot of damage and cause widespread earthquakes, releasing the energy equal to 100 billion tons of TNT.
Oh my God. Pause it.
But even
that was the one that was for a rock a half
a mile.
That's
a half mile. 100 billion tons of TNT. That's the power for the half mile rock.
Oof.
But here comes the big answer.
That wouldn't be completely catastrophic. Scientists think the object that killed the dinosaurs was about 7 to 8 miles wide, sending a dust plume so big it engulfed the planet, igniting fires and basically broiling the dinosaurs. A similar collision today would likely kill billions of people, most of the animals, and all the vegetation. It's possible a few people could survive, but they would have a hard time finding food.
That was cute, but scary.
It's like pop-up doomsday.
Yeah, here's a story about death.
Pop up, you're gonna die.
So now we know. Yeah. 7 to 8 mile rock, we will roast.
Didn't you have wasn't your buddy involved with pop-up video?
Oh, yeah, husband of a girl who used to do traffic with us a long time ago. He used to write all the pop-up video stuff, yeah.
Pop-up certain death.
7:44. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Do you love your commercial-free classic rock? Yes, you do. We got the commercial-free workday kickoff at 9. Right now, Ted has a roads.
Your BAB, Security Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Long Island traffic, Sunrise Highway. We've got lots of slow traffic on the westbound side from Sills Road down through to Route 112 and eastbound, also slow into exit 55 for Sills Road. Westbound on Sunrise heavy as well from Vets Highway down into the Oakdale Merge and eastbound loaded into the Hamptons. LIE west of Nichols Road, lots of slow traffic there right down through to Motor Parkway. 347 westbound, lots of slow traffic as you make your way west of Route 112 down into Old Town Road and again into Terry Road. Southern State westbound, lots of traffic from 109 down through to the Wantagh. The Wantagh Parkway northbound slow from the southern up into Hempstead Turnpike. And again, as you make your way from Old Country Road into the northern, Long Island Railroad looking good. Traffic's brought